the Gemara yesterday discussing Eidus Miuchedes. Eidus Miuchedes means, as Rashi explains, that you have two Eidim that witness, in the case of Dina Nefashos, they witness a capital crime, a murder, but they didn't see it together. One was seeing it from one place, one chalon, one window, the other from the other window. And the Gemara teaches us that it's not to be accepted. Sula, based on the drush of the pasuk, or yumas al pi eid echad, which is redundant. It says already in the beginning of the pasuk al pi shnayim eidim. So we darshin, the Torah is telling us echad echad. What's the relationship? Now we're going to discuss this afterwards. That when it comes to mammon, the name of Rav Nachman. Lefi Girsa Seinu, which Rav Nachman, others have other Girsa, Rav Yehuda, that Eidus Miuchedes will be kasha by Mominus, because the Pasuk is discussing the Nefashos, Suidarshin, Lo Yumas Apiyed Achad, which would imply by Dina Mominus Kshera. And then the Gemara asks a kasha on that from the Mishnah, which we'll soon come to. The halacha of Eidus Miuchedes, which means that there's no tsiruf between the two that viewed the incident. Each one saw it, and they didn't see each other. That's the case of Eidus Miuchedes. So we had a variation of that idea in the Mishnah, except that the Mishnah is discussing Shnayim Roen Mechalon Zeh, U'Shnayim Roen Mechalon Zeh. The Mishnah goes on to talk about if they could see each other, Miksasim Roen Eilus Eilu, then they consider Eidus Achas for the halachas that we spoke out, in terms of the Din of Yisrael Kula, in terms of Nitzah Karvo Pasol. But if they do not see each other, there's no tseiruf, then they are considered shtei edios. And again, the nafkamina says the Mishnah based on that. What's the relationship between the halacha of Eidus Miuchedes that's discussed in the Gemara of Echad Echad, which is clearly not going to work by nefashos, as we said, then considered to be not together as one kad of Eidim, of two, and the din of the Mishnah, that when you have shtei kitei Eidim, that don't see each other, they're shtei edios. If they see each other, they're one edus. Tosus made clear that the case of the Mishnah shouldn't be confused with that which is stated in the Gemara. So Tosus sets us straight in the first Tosfos that the gears of the Mishnah is shnayim roen mechalon zeh, with shnayim mechalon zeh. It's not echad, that's the Gemara. But is there anything in the Mishnah that could already teach us the yesod of edus miuchedes itself? The din that by din nefashos, assuming the Mishnah is discussing nefashos, which it sounds like it is, because it's discussing neharagin, hu vehin neharagin, so it's clearly discussing din nefashos. So does the fact that in the Mishnah we have the lack of tseiruf between shtei kitei edim, who do not see each other, does that also speak to the halacha of edus miuchedes? Another way of formulating the question, in other words, if the Gemara says Eidus Miuchedes is kasher by dinim mamonis, would the din of the Mishnah be different by dinim mamonis? In other words, if you had shtayim that didn't see each other, but didn't see the other shtayim, so would the din be the same or different? So this is a very important nekuda that we have to begin to explore together. But for now, just to take a look at the two tosfos on this memra of the Gemara Eidus Miuchedes. Obviously, we have to go a bit out of sequence because of the fact that we're sorting out the sugya in different ways. So we're focusing now on Eidus Miuchedes, not on the Hasra part. So Tosus comments, Eidus Miuchedes Shehi Pasul, first explains the case, Perush, Echad Mechalon Zeh, Ve'echad Mechalon Zeh, Umnusa Ba'api Nafshehi, Ve'lokoya Masnisin, Ve'lomayri Bahachi. So what Tosa says is that this is not a comment in the Gemara that's speaking to the Mishnah. It's a separate Memra by itself. And the Mishnah is not discussing this case, and that's what Tosa on the top of the Amud was telling us, that the case of the Mishnah is the case of Shnayim. Now, after the statement that's made of Eidus Miuchedes, there's a Tanya Nami Hachi. What does the Tanya Nami Hachi say? Lo yumas api eid echad, lo havi, shnayim shero, and also echad mechalon zeh, vechad mechalon zeh. Ve'ein roen zeh zeh she'ein mitzdarf. And exactly what we just said. But it's a braisa. And it also brings the drasha that we just saw in the statement of Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. So Tosus continues, Tanya Nami Hachi, what exactly is being brought from this Braisa that we need the Braisa for? Tanya Nami Hachi, Maisi Tanya Nami Hachi, Dimilo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad Nafka. What we need the Braisa for is to show that the Drasha was in fact a legitimate Drasha from the Pasuk, that we can read into the words of the Pasuk, that what Torah is telling us is that Echad Echad, you cannot kill based on Edus Miuchedus. But that's what we need the Braisa for, and not for the actual Halacha, says Tosas. The Ilu, Ikra de Milsa, Shemanu Mimas Nisan. The very Halacha itself, that you cannot accept Edus of one from one chalon and one from the other chalon to be mitzdareif one with the other to be a kat of edim since they didn't see one another, that you wouldn't need a brisa for, that you can already discern from the Mishnah. What do you mean you can discern from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is discussing a case of shtei kite edim and another, shtei kite, one kat michalon zen, one kat michalon zen. And here we're discussing to becoming one kat. But Tosa says, true, but the basic Svara is still the same. The Mishnah's case, as we pointed out right before in the top of the Amud, is not the case of Edus Miuchedes. By the fact that Mishnah says he cannot mitzaref the two kitos to each other to consider to be one kat for the halachas, as we said, of Yizam Ukulan, for the halacha Nibzakar Volpaso, and so on. So you see that without seeing each other, the two kitos are not mitzdarif to be one big kat. Minasha mina duadin bekarachas. So what Tosus is now establishing for us is that although the exact case is not identical, but the principle we can certainly learn from the Mishnah. So what would be clear, according to what we just read in Tosus, is that the din of the Mishnah is another application of the principle that underlies the halacha of Edus Miuchedes being no good, which obviously dictates that the halacha that the Mishnah is discussing would be limited to what area of Dinei Torah? Din Nefasas, where Edus Miuchedes is a problem. But by Dini Maminis, where we don't have the problem Edus Miuchedes, so seemingly Tosus would be suggesting that the din would not exist. L'mashu nimtza kar v'pasul, in the case of one aid and one aid that didn't see each other, and one of them turns out to be pasul karov. So what's the halacha vis-a-vis the other aid? What could he still do if he has still a standing as one aid? He could be mechayev shvut. In other words, what Tosus clearly would be saying right now is the din of the Mishnah would in fact inform us as per the halacha of Edus Miuchedes, although the case is not the same, but the principle underlying the Mishnah is identical to that of Edus Miuchedes that doesn't work by the Nefashis, and the Mishnah is obviously discussing, and it's limited to the Nefashis. L'maisa, Tosus moves away from this and says, you can't necessarily, and therefore, what would be the pshat tanya nami hachi, says Tosus? Not for the din. We don't need a braisa for the din itself to support the din of Rav Nachman. We have the Mishnah that could give it to us. But it's just simply showing you that the drasha that Rav Nachman made, that Rav Mazutra Batuvia Marav made from the pasuk is correct. This is what Tosus initially says. But then Tosus turns around and says, however, mikomakam nira yoser lefarish. What he's more inclined to say is the ikar nosa maisi, that really the braisa is needed to tell me something you wouldn't know from the Mishnah. And the braisa is not just a support for the makor, for the din, but for the din itself, as regarding the case that we stated of Edus Miuchedes of one and one. Why couldn't you know from the Mishnah? The imi masnisin hava amina dafka b'shtei kitos de kol chada chashiv Edus ba'api nafsha. In the Mishnah, we have shtei kitos, where each kat already has a koach of edus, a power as a kat. And that's where we could say that if you have already a separate kat as an entity by itself, and then you have another kat which is entity by itself, and they don't see each other, you can't combine two and two to make four. Each one retains its separate identity, and the tziruf won't go ahead if they don't see each other. However, the kat achas perhaps mitzdarfi shapir. Tosfos is suggesting a difference in terms of maybe the Mishnah's case, it's harder to create the Tseiruf because you already have a Chefetz of a cat which stands by itself. So maybe for that to become a Tseiruf of a larger cat, you need Miksas and Ron Elis Elu. But Egin by Eid Echad and Eid Echad, perhaps it could be more naturally seen as a Tseiruf. And therefore you wouldn't know from the Mishnah the Halacha Eidus Mikhedes being a problem. And therefore the Tainami Hachi has to support the actual Halacha V'chein Nira. That would be more preferable. The Yosef Dochik Loma de Lomaisi Tainami Hachi Rak Hapasuk. Rak, the Bach adds a word probably, right? Rak. What? Alapasuk. Came and Delek Amanda Paul Gale. So came near Moshe Yechya. Okay, so what happens now in the Tosis Yosef Nira Lefaris? Is Tosis totally doing a 180-degree turn in terms of what we just suggested that emerges in the beginning of Tosis, that the din of the Mishnah ultimately would only be limited to din nefashos, but not that din mamnis, but din mamnis if it was nimsa karo v'opasu in the one aid, then the other would be mechayev v'shvua. Is Tosis still with that? Or when Tosis ends up saying that the Mishnah couldn't prove the halacha is milchedes, because here maybe the cat, the two kitos don't become ekstar, because you have two already on each side. So, lemaisa, would it then be the same by mamanis or not? Does that change in what Tosis is? When Tosis said you couldn't prove from the Mishnah, did he mean with that? Now already we can revisit the old question, and for all we know, maybe the din of the Mishnah would be equally to by din of mamanis. Or should we not make a 180-degree turn? In other words, Tosfos is making a svara lechalek in terms of the specifics. In other words, within this particular detail, one could have thought to be machal between a tziruf of one and one, a tziruf of two and two. But as far as the fact that the principle of the Mishnah, which shows us that even by two and two, or at least by two and two, that there is no way to mitzaref them if they didn't see each other. The fact is, it's only by nefashos, not by mamonis. This already, I'm not sure what to make of the end. At the end of the day, with Tosfos, since the chiluk of Tosfos could be a local chiluk, but in terms of the larger issue that we discussed before, that could still remain the same. After all, Tosfos was willing to assume that way in the beginning. But I want to use this as a springboard to open up the question for itself. L'chor, it's a very important nekuda that we have to start delving into from Rashi, from the Rishonim. Namely, the relationship between the din edus milchedes and the Gemara, one and one, which we say by nefashis is no good, and by mamonis is good, and the din of the Mishnah, where you have two and two, and whether that din that talks about linking the two and two together as one kat, if they see each other, but not if they don't see each other, with Gabi the halachas in the Mishnah, whether that also has a shaykhis to this halacha of Edus Milchedes or not. And that's what we're going to have to try to look at. Again, from Tosfos, you certainly get the sense in the beginning of Tosfos that it's predicated on the din of Edus Milchedes. We could have guaranteed this from the din of the Mishnah. Tosfos only shows that there's a svara l'chalek. Maybe you wouldn't know from the fact that two and two are not mitzdareif, if they don't see each other, to extend that to one and one. But I would be noted to think that in terms of the fundamental premise, maybe that's the same, or maybe now we have to revisit the old question. Okay, that's one nekuda just to sort of open up the issue. Yes, Alec.
How do we understand that chiluk svara?
It's a svara. It's a svara. In other words, what's so hard to hear? You hear a svara. If you have already an independent status, and now you want to just sort of make the cut a bigger cut, so maybe the fact that you have already a standing by yourself, so maybe it's harder to mitzaref to create now a bigger cut. But if you're ready, you have nothing by yourself, so the tziruf maybe is a little easier to create a tziruf. Maybe you can hear a svar. Could you hear the opposite svar? Perhaps also. But the point is, you wouldn't know. From the Mishnah, you wouldn't know. Tosis, you need a brisa to tell me that the svar is equally true by one and one. Yeah.
The Yosef
Dochak, that the whole Tainami Hachi is only for the mocker of the pasuk. That's what Tosfos.
Because Lake Amanda Paligala, and it's better to bring it only for the halacha, even though there's Lake Amanda.
You know, if there's no question about the halacha, the whole thing is for the rice, and that sounds strange. Better to think that there's a.
You don't know
the halacha, so for all we know, there could be an issue.
There's still Lake Amanda Paligala.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
Not.
Yeah, but he means if there's a Mishnah, he means Lake Amanda Paligala because there's a Mishnah in the forest that you can. I would read it there.
Worse?
Now, if there's a mamish and mishnah that's mefurish, and the whole thing is we have to bring a raya to the makor. Okay, now so this issue is going to become much more sharp in focus if we revisit the Gemara, the Shaka V'Tayr, the Gemara, on the statement of Rav, again, the Gisa is Rav Nachman Bayas, after we originally quoted the halacha of Eretz Milchedes that's pasul, based on the drasha of Yumas HaPiedachad, as we saw. So now we have a meimah of Rav Nachman. Again, our Gisa is Rav Nachman. Eretz Milchedes Ksheir B'dini Mamanis. So this case of one and one, that they viewed the incident, but not together as one. They didn't know about each other. By mamonis, it'd be okay. Where does he get that from? D'chsiv lo yumas al pi eid echad. Again, that was the source that we used before to learn out that Yisrichet is no good. But now we say the stress of the pasuk is lo yumas al pi eid echad b'din nefashas hu de'en k'shera b'din mamonis k'shera. So that indicates that by mamonis, there is no problem of eidus miuchedus. Okay. Comes the Gemara Maskev Lo Rav Zutra. Ela Meyata, having said this, that by Dinim Mamanis there is no problem of Eidus Miuchedes, so then I have a problem with the Mishnah. The Dinei Nefashos Tavsil. So then, if in fact you can have the Dinei Eidus Miuchedes being kosher by Mamanis, so then why can't we use that idea to explain that in Din Nefashos we can allow there to be a tseiruf of the two and the two, even when they don't see each other, and that would be tatsil. And you see in the Mishnah not that way. Alamatan tnan hu behein eragin. In other words, what do you see in the Mishnah? That if they're not rowan elu es elu, says the Mishnah of the Imlav, then hare elu shte edios, and what happens? He gets killed and. And the peer that was Omimin got killed because of Shtei Edios. What Rav Zutra wants to say is that if, in fact, this halacha is correct, that by Mamanis, Eidus Miuchedes is kosher, then we should now say that we should use this svara to be matzil. Who should we be matzil? So here we had a machlokes Rishonim, right? Speak out from yesterday. For sure, what the Gemara is including in this kasha, who should we be matzil? What? The Zomimin. We should view them as Eidus Achas, as Mitzuraf, with regard to saying that you can't kill those two Eidim because you need as a Mukulan, and we see them as connected to the other two Eidim, even though they didn't see each other. So that's clearly part of the kasha, and according to the Rishonim, that's all that's part of the kasha. As far as the person is concerned, the Nidon, that the Gemara would not have anything to say. The Tziruf was not going to help you with regard to saving the person. Because what kind of principle are you going to use to save the person? Nimsa Karvo Pasul? It's not Nimsa Karvo Pasul. What is it, Nimsa? Zomim. So we saw yesterday, the Rabban and the Ritva both assumed, Dilo Kirashi, that Nimsa Zomim does not create the fallout of Nimsa Karvo Pasul. The Lashon, they said, because Nimsa, he's Eino Mehen, and we were Masbi yesterday, Barichos, is exactly what that means. That's according to the Rishonim. But Rashi, you see, otherwise, Rashi, as we saw in the beginning in Tosis as well, that the Halacha Nimsa Karvo Pasul would also apply if Nimsa Echad Zomim. So, okay, so that's in terms of what it means, Tatsa. But what does the Gemara mean to ask? What's the thrust of the Kash? Lashon Rashi. So what does that have to do with the fact that Dini Mamanis is kosher, Israel has kosher, but Dini Mamanis, therefore we're forcing the issue onto the Mishnah, and the Gemara says kasha, as if most Rishonim say kasha doesn't mean that we don't have a teretz. The din can be true, but we don't know what to say to this. But right now we have no teretz. But what exactly is the kasha? Sokt Rashi, Ela Meata, Lashon Rashi. Now that you're telling me the ksherim the alma, that Eretz Miuchedes is kosher in general, meaning by Mamanis, Umitztarfi, and they are Mitztaref. So now, Bedin in the Fashos, Kitcheshnaim Roem Mechalon Zeh, Shnaim Mechalon Zeh, Fuhuzma Kara Achas, Titztaref Eduzu, it should also be Mitztaref, Rios Kulam Kikat Achas, Lahatzil Es Hazomin, that's one piece, the Es Hanidon, Shete Edusan Betela, Rashi learns for that as well. And why should that be? Kevin de Ba'alma Mitztarefes. So Rashi said twice already, the idea is that when we say Dini Mamanis Edis Mecheres is Kasher is another way of saying that what you have by Dini Mamanis is what concept? What is operating there? Seiruf. And that's what's driving the Kasher. So why should therefore apply it to Dini Nefashos? We have the Pasuk. Yesh Tam Kan Rad Silo. If there is a concept that you see that there is Seiruf that works by Mamanis, one and one, so then we should say, even in the case of Din Nefashos, where one and one cannot create Seiruf for purposes of killing the person, but we should still say that Seiruf should work in a case of two and two, because here that Seiruf would actually work to benefit, to save lives. And there's a concept called the Yitzilu Ha'eda. So what emerges from Rashi in terms of what we began to discuss before? So we raised the Chakira yesterday. Let's put it on the table. It's going to be very relevant. When we say Dini Mamanis, Edis Mircheles is Kasha, we can understand that in one of two ways. What does it mean? That you can have two Edim, each of them sees from a different window, and they don't know of each other's whereabouts. One way to understand it is that by Dini Mamanis, you don't need Seiruf. You just need one and one. One aid is insufficient. You have one aid and another aid, based in Kempaskin, based on the one and one. It's not. You don't need a power of a kat of aid. By Dini Nefashos, the halach is you need a koach of shtei aidim, a kat of shtayim. And therefore, Edus Milchedes, there's no Tziruf because they don't see each other. See, based in Camp Paskin, based on Edus Milchedes, because I don't have a Koach of Shtai. I have one and one. Masha Enkin by Dini Maminis, we don't need Tziruf. We just need two Edim. If the two Edim are not connected, so be it. It's one way to understand the halacha of Dini Maminis, Edus Milchedes is Kasha. What's another way to understand Edus Milchedes being kasher by Dini Mamanis? That the Tseiruf happens by Dini Mamanis. It's easy to mitzaref. You don't need them to see each other. I can consider them to be one kat even when they don't see each other. By Dini Nefashos, the threshold is higher. There, you need Rohan Elus Elu in order to create a Tseiruf. By Mamanis, they're mitzaref even without seeing each other. You can have and it is mitzuref anyway. No, lechora from this Rashi and the way Rashi is beginning to explain the Gemara, it seems clear what's the pshat in the Gemara's kasha. What's the assumption of the din that is milchedes is kasha by mamanis? And the Gemara is pushing therefore based on that for the Mishnah is that they're mitzuref. And Rashi says it twice. Rashi says me'ata dekshem be'alma umitzdarfi. So now the Gemara is asking, we still have to explain why the Gemara is suddenly splitting Din Nefashos in one case and the other, but at least because of the Yitzilu Ha'eda, we should say that even by Nefashos, if it has to do with not killing somebody, but sparing lives, so then we should also let there be a Tseiruf, even though they're not seeing each other. Were we to understand that the halacha of Edus Milchedes by Mamanis is not based on Seiruf, it's based on not needing Seiruf. So what's the Shaychus? What's the connection to the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about Shtei Kitei Eidim that don't see each other. And if they connect, if they become Mitzuruf, then you're going to save the life of the Eidim that became Zomin, as well as, according to Rashi, Tosfos, also of the person. Okay, but why should that be as a result of the fact that Edus Milchedes is kasha by Mamanis? That's halacha that you don't need Seiruf. And Nefashos does need Seiruf. But the answer is that the Gemara understood that the basis for why by Edus Mamanis you can have Edus Milchedes is because you have a Seiruf. Says the Gemara, so okay, that's the case. Why should you not assume that the Seiruf by Nefashos as well if it's going to mean saving lives? Given that we have this notion called Yitzilu Ha'eda, and the pasuk that we use to learn out that you can't use Edus Milchedes by Nefashos is discussing what case? What case is the Torah discussing? Lo yumas apiei rechad. It's a case of one and one, where what's at stake is tziruf legabe killing the person. We want to, on our own, assume that the same halacha would apply, that you don't have tziruf, just like if you have one and one and they're not seeing each other, there's no tziruf. So too, if you have two kidayim that don't see each other, that there's no tziruf. That's what we're assuming. Comes the Gemara with the kasha, that maybe when it comes to hatsala, there will be a tziruf, just as we see by mamonis that there's a tziruf. So, it doesn't say in the pasuk a case of two and two, where the issue of tziruf has to do with hatsala. So saying that you can't combine them over there would mean that you kill lives. So for all we know, maybe the Torah only wants there to be this halacha that you can't mitzaref by dinei nefashos when it comes to that the impact would be that to be mitzaref them would mean that we're killing somebody. One and one. So because we know that generally there is an inclination by nefashos to be going out, bend over backwards to save, so maybe when it comes to two and two, there will be a tzeruf, because there the tzeruf ends up to the benefit of sparing a life. Whereas one and one, the tzeruf would mean killing. So therefore, the kasha is, if it's true that you can have tzeruf by dina mamonis, so let us say that being the fashis as well, tzeruf should operate in the case of our mission. So what emerges very clearly from this pshat of Rashi, does the din of the Mishnah have a connection to the halacha of Edus Milchedes being no good by nefashis? Yes or no? Unequivocally. What's the answer? Yes. So if I were to ask you the question from before, would the din of the Mishnah apply by Mamonis? That if Shnayim Mechalon Zeh, Shnayim Mechalon Zeh, Ein Ron Elu Es Elu, Harei Elu Shtei Edios, would it apply by Mamonis? Yes or no? Would that statement be correct? That if you have Shnayim Mechalon Zeh, and they're not seeing each other, would that, and the Mishnah says, therefore they're Shtei Edios, would that be correct by Mamonis?
No.
Correct, right? Because the Mishnah's halacha, that if you don't see each other, you're not mitzuref, that is predicated on the idea that nefashos requires tziruf. Mamonis does not require tziruf. Meaning, not doesn't require it. Mamonis, you have the tziruf. Sorry. Nefashos, you don't have tziruf. By mamonis, you have tziruf. It's considered mitzuref mela. So l'chora, it's clear that the Mishnah's halacha would be only by nefashos, where the tziruf, the threshold for tziruf is higher. They have to see each other. By mamonis, where echad echad is mitzuref, so shnayim shnayim are mitzuref. This is what comes out of Rashi. So we have a kasha, we don't know the teretz, there's mistama teretz at the end of the day. That why don't we allow the halach of tziruf that we know applies by mamonis should also apply by nefashos in the case of two and two, when the tziruf ends up helping us to spare lives? No, okay, maisa does it. But it's one thing is clear. By mamonis, the same parallel case by mamonis, the din would be, they still count as one edus, even when they don't see each other. Is that absolutely clear according to Rashi? Where else do we see this approach to the sugya? Rabbeinu Chananya, with a small twist, in understanding the kasha of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananya adds a little bit as far as what is the halacha of Edus Milchedes by Nefashos, and with that addition, the kasha becomes even more simple in terms of what we're asking that in our Mishnah Tatzil. So Rabbeinu Chananya writes, his gersh is that we saw in the Ramban also, Amar Rav Yehuda, not Rav Nachman, but Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda, Edus Milchedes k'sher b'din imamnis, kigon zesha amarnu, sh'roh Edus echad echad. V'hai d'chsiv lo yumas api eid echad, v'hi Edus Milchedes, which is what taught us that you can't have the person killed by Edus Milchedes. Hani mili be Edus Nefashos. says the Rabbeinu Chananel, three more words. It's only by nefashos, shatorah chasa alav. In other words, why is it the Torah says lo yimas apiyed achad? Because the Torah has special compassion that Torah wants the standard to be higher, that you don't kill the person based on eidus milchedus. Sounds like as far as we're concerned, it sounds like the eidus is correct. We're not challenging the credibility of the eidus. But l'maisa, the Torah has a procedural loophole, as we'll see in Daf Zayin. There'll be all kinds of things that sometimes can spare lives, even though more likely than not the avera was committed. But we find loopholes that exist. Torah chasa alav, he lucked out. The fact that they only saw him, two different re'ios. So Torah chasa alav. No, but dini maminis edus miuchedus ksheri umitzarfin umitzarfin. Babi Shein Roan Veza. What's Lashon Arach Meduyuk? By Maminus, what is it? Mitzdarf. So now what's the kasha now of the Gemara? Of Rav Zutra? The Akshinan Alei Ihachi. The Eidus Milchedes Eidus Malyahi. Umitzdarfin. So you're telling me that fundamentally Eidus Milchedes doesn't have inherent problem in it. And it's Mitzdarf. By Maminus. It's just that by Nefashos there was this extra step. The Torah wanted to have compassion. The Torah said, okay, he's off the hook. V'lo hitzricha Torah she'yiru shneim b'yachad zeh l'zeh el mishum d'chos aleh. He repeats that point. El me'ata. Now if that's correct, that's the reason why Nefashos is different than Maminus. Because Nefashos are Torah chos aleh, but there's no inherent problem in the Eidus. Of that, and it really is mitzdarif for the Torah's chasalav el meyat beis kitos shera'u. Let's say v'nimsa, but they didn't see each other. V'nimsa bekat echad mehem karavu pasul yitzdarfu beis hakitos. Let those two kitos combine. V'nomar, and what should we say? Kevin sheyesh ben karavu pasul. Batla Eidus Hakol, the Natsil HaHoreg. So he focuses on the Tatsil, on the perspective of the Horeg. And again, he talks about a case. He doesn't talk about the case of his own name. He talks about that's implicit in the Mishnah too. Remember, what did Tosfos say? What does the din of the Mishnah have to do with? Eidus Achas versus Shtei Eidus Lugabe what? The Mishnah talks about Zomemis, but what else is implicit in the Mishnah? The din of what? Yeah. The classic case of what? Nimsa Karva Pasul. So that's, he reads that into the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah didn't directly talk about that case, but that's part of what the Mishnah's distinction is going to be based on. So he talks about that case, and it's mashma in the Mishnah that if there's stay adios and Nimsa Karva Pasul, then the other adios still stands and the person gets killed. So again, he's not talking about the case of the case itself of Nimsa Zomim, but it's talking about the case of Nimsa Karva Pasul. The Lama Shaninu, the Mishnah Seinu, what does Mishnah say? Beis Ron Mechalon Zeh, Beis Mechalon Zeh, Vecher Masu Be'emsa, Beis Manchim, Ksas Ron Seos Egu, Hare Egu Tz Achas, Vim Rav, Shtei Edio Sein, Nimsa Achas Men Zel Memes, Hu Nerag, Behen Nerogin, Hu Nerag, Al Pia Kat, Shelo Huzma, Behen Nerogin, Midnei Shehuzmu. Now he brings in the case of the Mishnah, maybe he learns it synonymous with Nimsa Karvo Pasul, could be like Tosis and Rashi. What's clear in the Rach once again, that the assumption of the din of Eidus Miuchedes by Maminus is based on Seirim. But what he says different than Rashi makes it a little bit smoother in the Kasha. Rashi has to insert into the Kasha what's driving the Gemara is, well, Torah's case was one and one. Now we want to extrapolate to two and two. But two and two has ramifications to kill as opposed to save. And we know V'Yitzigu Ha'eda is a principle in general and Nefashos that we try to go over, bend over backwards to assume that we should spare lives. So maybe the halacha should be limited to one and one and not to two and two, because there, if we create Seiruf, which is what we have in general, we'll spare lives. That's how Rashi went to Kasha. Rin Chanano, it's a little more straightforward. What was the Kasha of Rin Chanano? What is the halacha of Eidus Miuchedes? It's perfectly legitimate Eidus. It's they're believed in Mitzdareth, but the only thing is, you see, lo yumas apiyed echad. What do you see in that pasuk? The Torah seems to be concerned, you know, we'll try to spare, find another loophole to spare the person's life. HaTorah chasa alav. No, if that is the basis for the problem of Eidus Nefash, of Yivyeches Benefashos, because you see, by Mominus, it's a perfectly good Eidus, and it's only because, well, you must appear Eidachad. So then by Shtayim in the Mishnah, where it turns out that to combine them would actually save a life, so then the din should be, that should be starf, even if they don't see each other. But again, what emerges from both the Rei Chananel and Rashi is that the yisod of Eidus Miuchedes by Mominus is because you have tziruf. Still other question?
Just clarification. By Mominus, you wouldn't say that by tziruf, since the doctor is saying that they didn't see them, you wouldn't change it.
Again, if the halacha of the Mishnah is based on this standard of nefashos, where it's not automatically mitzurah, if they don't see each other, they're not combined. And the reason why the Gemara was asking is, well, if my mom and this, they combine, they should combine at least by two and two by nefashos. Okay, we don't have an answer. That's the kasha of the Gemara. It comes out that the din of the Mishnah of two and two, the gabi nimsa karbo pasul, for example, that they're considered two ketos, that's only true by nefashos. If you had a case like this by Mominus, or if you had a case of one and one by Mominus, so what would be the halacha as far as what would be the case in the Mishnah? They're mitzuraf. They're considered connected by Mominus. So therefore, by one and one by Mominus, what would be the halacha? As far as, and therefore, what would be the other person's status? Gabi Shvua? Could even machay b'shvua? If by mominus they're connected, we'll soon see with right, but then it will be what? Could he be machay b'shvua? If they consider one, then he's nothing. Then there's a covenant of the tailor. And in the case of two and two, then again, that would be different than the Mishnah. There would be shteidios. They're naturally connected. The din of the Mishnah reflects the din of Eidus Miuchedes, which is unique to nefashos.
But they're not saying anything. They didn't say anything.
The Eos Chalukos, they were distinct. The viewings were distinct from each other. So by Mominus, they're still considered one.
Why is that?
The Tzirif becomes easier there. The standard for Tzirif by Nefashos is higher. And the Gemara is pressing that even by Nefashos, let's split the case where it's going to impact the Chumrah to kill somebody, that we should keep the standard higher for tseruf. But where the tseruf would help to save a life, we should lower the standard, just like we know generally the standard is lower for tseruf by mominus. That's the picture of the sugya according to Rashi and the Rach. And again, and this is all assuming that by the din of Yucheres by mominus is because of the notion of tseruf. Yeah. No, what the difference is? No, because Rashi doesn't say that. The Rashi has to bring in that the Gemara is asking we should be mitzara, we should consider them mitzura because of Itzilo Eida. The Rach says it in a simpler way. He doesn't have to bring that in. Because of Itzilo Eida, we should say that it should be okay. The whole problem was the Torah Chasa Alav. So the chasa love is only there in the case where it's one and one, not when it's two and two. Rashi needed to bring, Rashi says, according to Rashi, the Torah told me a principle by nefashos that they don't combine. We would on our own assume, no, they don't combine one and one, they don't combine two and two. So it's going, wait a second. Two and two, it's going to mean, not combining is going to mean that we're killing somebody. If we combined, we have a basis to spare a life. So because of Itzila Eida, we should not extrapolate from what the Torah taught us by one and one to extend it to two and two. That's according to Rashi. According to Ben Chananel, it's more simple. The very halacha that you're learning is, as we understand it, it's telling us the Torah was chasalav. So it's obviously limited to one and one, so two and two should be different. So we should say they are mitzaref. And again, all this is predicated on the fact that in general, it works because it's seiruf. Now, the Ritva has a different pshat in the Kasha, which based on his pshat, and the Ramban says it as well, it doesn't automatically dictate that we're saying it's correct. It doesn't mean necessarily otherwise, but it doesn't force us to assume that the pshat by Mamanis, by Edus Milchedes, is because it's Seiruf. Because we'll take it from the Ritva. The Ritva brings the pshat of Rashi in the Kasha of El Me'ata. This is in the second piece. Perish Rashi Zal El Me'ata Bedin Nefashus Tatsil. The first part of that piece, the second part we saw yesterday with the question of Zomim, whether it makes a karbo pasul. Perish Rashi Desvarahu the Kevan Shekshera Bedini Maminis Shetani Tselas Bedin Nefashus. I mean, Lemaisa, the words of Rashi, not exactly how Rashi read it, not Rashi in front of us. Rashi's Lashon Bayos is, Diksherim bi'alma, what did Rashi add? Umitztarfi. Yeah. It's interesting. Right away, a little bit of a hint here, that, you know, the Ritva's reading is, Dikem diksheira shetinitzelis bidin nefashis. Deinem mechuver, without telling us why. Doesn't really tell us why. The Ramban wasn't so... He didn't negate Rashi quite the same way as the Ritva did. We'll come to the Ramban. But then he quotes B'Shem Tosis. We don't have this Tosis by us. But he has another reading, which Ramban also brings, but the Ritva is saying this different than Rashi. Different Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. But Tosis Pirshu. El Me'ata, the what? The Dashinon Yumas B'Misa Dafka. V'lo yalfinan minei l'mamona. What are you obviously assuming? That the drasha is a drasha specifically to din nefashos, and we're not going to extrapolate to mamonos. It's only by nefashos, the Torah is saying, lo yumas apiyedachat. By nefashos, by mamonos, we can paskin based on edus miuchedus. Ugzeres ha-kasavu, it's ugzeres ha-kasav, that's only by nefashos. If that's what you're doing, so... Why don't I just tweak the diuk a little differently? Instead of saying nefashos yes, no, and mammon yes, lidrosh nami minei, the dafka b'misa tsula avolhatzim atzelis. What is the Ritva suggesting? An alternative reading of the kasha, which is a different picture than what Rashi presented for us. What did Rashi learn? If you see that they're kosher and mitzdarev, then by two and two by nefashos, we should also combine them, even if they don't see each other, because of hatzalah v'tzila eda. Ritva's ain't a mechuvah on that. So what does he say? The kasha is, if you want a darshan, you must only for nefashos and not mamonis, so why not take it even on a more finer level, a diuk? You must abiyadachat, only if it's nogeya to kill, that lo yumas apiyadachat. But if it's no geya to save, then it's fine. Then the armit starf. Echad echad. It's only lo yumas, if it's going to impact on killing the person, then I can't combine. No, if you learn pshat and gemara that way, does this in any way force our hand in answering the tzad of the chakira, which way to go on why by dini mamonis it's okay to have echad echad? Does the pshat of the Ritva force us into a corner to explain the reason why it works by mamonis is because they're mitzdareif, as opposed to saying that echad echad is good enough, one and one is good enough by mamonis? Suppose we learn that by mamonis it works because echad echad is good enough. Okay. Can we still read the Gemara's Kasha as the Ritva explained it? Is there any problem? The Gemara's asking, you're telling me that it's a drasha by nefashos, well, you must be erachad, by my mamonis, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because you don't need seiruf, right? Okay. Ask Mazutra, the same way you ought to be medayik from the pasuk, lo yumas, it's only by nefashos and not by mamonis, why don't I make a further deal? Lo yumas, it's only when it's nogea nefashos to kill a person that you can't paskin based on echad echad. You can't misarf them. But if it would be no gaya to save the person, then the Torah never told me anything. There's no reason why I can't. Maybe I can combine it. So now, as far as why mamonis is okay, I'm not tied down one way or the other. Could be that we said before it's correct, but it could also be that it's because you don't need seiruf. Rashi's pshat, and Rashi himself used the word seiruf twice, is that the kasha is already jumping to the assumption that by mamonis it's halacha of tseiruf, and we're saying that therefore that mechanism of tseiruf should apply by nefashos in the case of two and two of our Mishnah, because it's negeah hatzalah, and for the Rabbeinu Chananu because there's no rachman chasalei there, to the contrary, you're saving a life. The Ritva is learning pshat nekasha in a different way. Kishem that you're being medayik in the pasuk that it's limited to nefashos versus mamonis, why not be medayik in the pasuk that it's limited to nefashos when you're killing as opposed to nefashos when you're not going to be killing as a result? So the echad it's only a drasha that you can't be mitzarf them by nefashos, and you need to see if by nefashos, and you can't be mitzarf them when it comes to uyumas. But in the other case, in a case where it's going to be two and two, then there's no problem with the edus, then meaning maybe you could combine. Why by mamonis it works? Maybe because it's seiruf, maybe because you don't need seiruf. It doesn't say one way or the other. Who had questions? Abigdar? Yes? No. That was asked before. So, okay, we'll rewind the tape. Rashi was saying that the Gemara is asking because we know there's a Beitzilu, therefore we shouldn't extrapolate from the din of nefashos of one and one to a case of two and two, because there it would be helping us to save a person, so maybe the din is different. Ben Chanano is saying in a more definitive way, the whole halacha seems to be based on the Torah wanting to make it easy for the person, so that's obviously limited to the case it's one and one, not two and two. But it's both of them use the term that it's good edus, it's mitzdaref, and that's what works by mamonis, and therefore by nefashos, when a case that we're going to save a life, it should naturally be a good edus to combine. The Ritva didn't say any of that. The Ritva is learning the kasha in a very different way. He didn't tell you why he didn't like Rashi. You can speculate. But he learns the kasha that the kasha is be medayik in the pasuk in such a way that all the Torah is telling you about is a lo yumas, that you can't combine one and one. And as far as two and two, there's nothing in the pasuk to say that you can't combine it. So maybe you could combine it. Nothing about the Yitzilu, nothing about it, because we know it's more of a technical issue. Just like you see in the pasuk that it's only about nefashos, not mamonis. So I can just as well see in the pasuk it's only about nefashos to kill as opposed to nefashos to save. Now, let's take it to another level. Noach, you had a question.
I just want to clarify. We're saying that we're changing the drasha in the Gemara from being one that's saying it being obvious from the false like that it's talking about Dini Mamanos to saying that you, by Dini Mamanos you can't Mitzuruf, but by Dini Nefashos you can't Mitzuruf, Dini Mamanos you can. And changing, you're saying, no, we can learn just as much of a Dini saying by Dini Nefashos it's just by a case
right.
When it's going to kill someone. But
right,
later,
right. That's okay. You weren't the Ritva, that's what you're saying, no? I mean, again, read again the words. Yeah. Elamayata de dashinan yumas the misa dafka v'loyafinan lememona de uxeres hakasavu lidrosh nami mine dafka misa psula avol hatzumatzelas. It's only disqualified for misa, but for hatzela the Torah never disqualifies such edus. Okay, let's open this issue up even further. And this is going to take us to the kasha of the Rishonim from the Sugya Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Maybe we'll start from the Ramban and go afterwards to the Ritva. So there's a kasha that many Rishonim ask on this Gemara from the Sugya Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. You have Machokas Tanoyim. You have the Gemara, right? Machokas Tanoyim of Shuv Ben Koch and the Chachamim regarding Dini Mamonis in a case of two Edim, one is testifying about Ahava on one day, and another is testifying about Ahava on a different day. They're not even talking about the same loan. $100 was loaned from Reuben to Shimon on Monday, and another aid says $100 was loaned from Reuben to Shimon on Wednesday. There's a shita of Rav Shuv Ben Karcha that would say that would combine. We have machokis about it. Gemara has it could be a machokis in svar, machokis in psukim. Let me read how the Ramban brings the kasha, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Ramban says, if you have a better Ramban, I don't mind reading from the better one. If not, I'll read from the Kovetz. You have to correct me if there's any mistakes. Okay.
Ready?
Okay. But then we can trade. Apparently, it's something that's they never really corrected. Many mis. Okay. The Ika the Kashele asked the Ramban. Hakai Malan, Krabishua ben Karcha, the Omar. The afil halva achar halva mitstarfin. Even halva achar halva. Now we're going to go a step beyond edus miuchedus of our example, Nagamar. What does edus miuchedus mean? Two edim witnessed the very same event that should generate a chiyuv mamon, except that the two edim saw it different from two different places, and in a way that they didn't know about each other. But they both witnessed the same maisa that's mechayev the person mamon. The same halva, one aid was seeing it from one window, the other aid from the other window. And that's our discussion, eish miyuchedus by mamon, a big chidush of the Gemara, that by mamon it's kasha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, afil halva achar halva, mitzdarf. What does that mean? One aid talks about a halva on one day of the week, another aid another day of the week. Says the koshke beis miuchedes. Behecha pogel Rav Chisda. How could Rav Chisda disagree? Who's the Rav Chisda here? Who's Rav Chisda? What? Mazutra. Yeah, the Mazutra in the beginning. It sounds like the machokes. The Ramban assumed Kinnira that the Manda Amad originally says it's psula was saying it all the time. So how could he argue? And then Rav Yehuda Gufei Maikamash. Rav Yehuda is what we have in the name of Rav Nachman. Was Rav Yehuda? The Rach also had Rav Yehuda there. This is the kash. Just to get a little bit more background, what is the Ramban referring to? So here the Gemara and of Daf Lamed in Sanhedrin quotes this Machokas Tanoim. Let's take it from where it says, Gufa, La'olam. There's very two Machokas in mentioned in this Brice. So one has to do with Haggadah, that's not Ka'achas, whether that's acceptable. Or they have to ultimately come back and say that God is right after one after the other. And the other issue is our issue, the Eos Chalukos. But more than that, Halva Achar Halva, as we'll see. Gufa says to Gemara, about, I don't know, 15 lines from the bottom, Olam Ene Dusa Mitzdarefes, this is the Tanakama of Yishu Ben Karcha, Ad Sheyiru Shneem Ke'echad. This is the Tanakama. Of Yishu Ben Karcha Omer, Afilu Bezeh Achazeh. Afilu Bezeh Achazeh, it's okay. Rashi says Yishnem Keachad Esa Edus Ukami Yalof Taima. Says the Gemara, Maika Mifligi. What's the Machok is based on? Iba Yisem Akra, Iba Yisem Svara. It could be based on Psukim. It could be based on logic. Iba Yisem Svara. Amana de Kamasid Hai, Lo Kamasid Hai. On the money, the amount of money, the money that this one is testifying on, this aid, the other one is not testifying. Amana de Kamasid Hai, Lo Kamasid Hai. So how could you combine them? Each one is talking about a different. Chiyuv of a different mana. It's not the same. What does the other one hold? Shemekarchav idach amana bi'alma k'tavayu kamisadi. No, we can view them as both being made on the same, on the fact that it's a mana. Doesn't have to be the same mana. He owes money. That's one way. The ibay sema kra. The Ramban works with this ibay sema. The chsiv. This is in the parasha of Vayikra. At the end of Vayikra, you have the parasha of Shvuas Ha'edus, one of the cases that the Torah is mechayev a carbon olah v'yored. If somebody has the potential to extract money that's owed him through edim that are aware of that money that's owed him, and he has these edim swear that they don't know edus, which they really do, and if they take that shvua that they deny that no edus, and then they really lie, they'll have to bring a special carbon olah v'yored. It's a carbon chatas, but if you can't afford an animal, you can bring birds. If not, you can bring a mincha. It's one of the examples of carbon olah v'yored. Shvuas ha'edus. Whole perek in Masechta Shvuas about the details of shvuas ha'edus. So the lashna pasuk there in the Yikra, that's the first of the many, of the five or so examples of carbon olah v'yored, is this example of shvuas ha'edus. So the pasuk says in Kapitel Hey in the Yikra, beginning. The nefesh kisecheta, the shama kol ola. That means that someone was mashbia, the toveya, who has the potential to get this money, was mashbia these eidim. This should be familiar somewhat, I hope. Basic halachas, basic chumash and Rashi, yeah? If you might have said but then you would know it, you know, just from Rashi, but Ikra was a while ago, okay. The shama kol ola, the hu eid, o ra'a o yada. Very verbose language in the pasuk. Hu eid, o ra'a o yada. Imro yagid, the nasa avono. That's the whole pasuk about shvasa eidus. Rashi says, "V'shama kol ola." Rashi in Chumash, "V'dava shehu eid bo sheish biuhu shvua shem yodeh lo eidus sheyoid lo." That the person toveyas mashbia, that if you know eidus, you must testify, and that's one of the things that can lead to kriya b'karbon ola b'yored. Meanwhile, what's the lashon pasuk? V'hu eid o ra'a o yada. So this is going to be a basis for all kinds of machlokas here in terms of the words. Says the Gemara, verse emakra, dichsiva hu eid o ra'o yada, the tanya, mimash meshenema, lo yakum eid echad, eni deshu echad, the pasuk in shofte. Matam loma echad, lo yakum eid echad, zebana av, kumbakam shenema eid, harekan shnayim, achi fercha kasuv echad. So by saying lo yakum eid echad be'ish, eid is very singular. It's obviously indicating that the word eid generally, by default, means two. Like it says, eid sheker ha'eid, and so on, by pashas eidim zomin, and so on. And yet the Torah writes here, "Who ate? Who are your mashbia? One person or two about money? How can you get money out of the person? Not with one aid, you can only mechayev a shvua." So obviously, this Shuasa Eda story is about being mashbia. How many aidim? Two. And the pasuk says, "Who ate?" So what do we learn out from here? The Afki Rachman Belashin Eid Lamei Ma'ad the Chazur Tavar Kechad. This is the sheet of the Chachamim that they have to see as one. "Who ate?" The idach, meaning shuben karcha, the hu eid o ra'a o yada nikomakum. That means they saying o ra'a o yada. In other words, as long as there's some awareness, you don't have to be as one. This is amid aleph. Then you have amid beis. The Gemara talks about cases, various cases where could it be that they're saying about the same thing or about not about the same thing? So you have. Hoda achar hoda could technically be he's more than the same amount of money, so that doesn't really prove very much. Halva achar halva, hoda achar halva. So then it's not as simple. That sounds like being made on two separate things. The Gemara ends up saying at the end that it doesn't matter what, even if the things are not the same. If the person is moda, and then then the other aid says on the next day it was a halva, you can't tell me that the hoda of Monday was an halva of the next day, right? So if it's going to be halva achar hoda, obviously they're not talking about the same event. If Reuven is made that the person was moda on Monday that he owes $100, and then the other eight Shimon is made that on Tuesday he borrowed or he lent, so obviously you're not going to be able to say that they're talking about this. But the bottom line is between two of them, and $100 is owed based on that. So that also goes into the Gemara's paskening that we can allow that to count also by mumminess. So we're basically saying much more of a stretch than anything in our Gemara. Because our Gemara is discussing Eidus Miuchedes. They both saw the same event, but they were disjointed, they weren't together. So the Gemara says, Na'ardai Amri, this is toward the end of the Amud, that's eight, nine lines from the bottom, Bein Hoda Achar Hoda, Bein Hoda Achar Halva, Bein Halva Achar Halva, Bein Halva Achar Hoda. You get the gist of it, right? Mitzdarfos, Kiman, Kshabishu ben Karcha. Here you have it. Mamish, Halach, Kshabishu ben Karcha, according to Nahardai, even though you have cases here where they're obviously not speaking about the same Monday, but nevertheless, either because of the Svara or the Pasig Ruhu Eid, Ora, Yada, we can accept that. If that is the case, then what's the big chidush in our Gemara of Rav, either Rav Nachman or Rav Yehuda, that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Dinim Mamonis? And if there's a machokis at all on this, either Rav Mazutra or whoever, Chizda, like how could there be machokis? Halacha kosher ben karcha. It's a big chidush, Eidus Miuchedes. This is a problem that the Rishonim are occupied with. So let's see what do they answer. Let's go with the Ramban first and then go to the Rishon. Zok the Ramban. And here again, we're going to see how our alumnus is going to be very relevant in terms of understanding what the halacha is based on when we say that you can count disjointed edim by dinim mamonis. What was our chakira by edus milchedes? Either it counts as tziruf, and tziruf, the bar is lower for tziruf, or the other side was you don't need tziruf. Now, consider that issue over here in light of our discussion of Shul Ben Karcha. Notice, the Gemara's kasha on the Mishnah was on who? Well, again, the girsa that we had was Rav Nachman. Could this kasha have been on Rav Shul Ben Karcha from the Mishnah? You follow me? How do we learn the kasha the way Rashi read the kasha? If you tell me it is Milchedes is kasher because it's mitzdareif b'alma, so then let's say that the tziruf should work even by nefashos in the case of lahatzil, two and two. But that's assuming that it is Milchedes is kasher based on tziruf. Could I have conceived of such a kasha on Rav Shul Ben Karcha, who says that you can have two edim talking about two separate havos and combine them to make the person chayiv? So then El Miata, we should be mitzarif two and two lahatzil. Is there a kasha there or not? Well, how do you understand Rav Shul Ben Karcha? Is it siruf, or is it you can allow one and one to give you a basis to paskin? What do you think in Svar? One and one, if they're not even the same mindset. So who says that? The Ramban. Take a look. The Ramban says that. The Ksos may disagree, possibly, but the Ramban says it. They know. Partially, it's not big dochet. You see, we'll get to the Ksos. Let's see the Ramban. Okay. So he quotes. It's interesting. He quotes Rashi Taka. Pirish Rashi, the Kevin, the Be'alma Mitzdarfin, Yesh Tam Kam Latzilo. Sounds like he hears Rashi. He has the Lashon Mitzdarfin. The Ritva didn't quote the words of Rashi. Keep this in mind. The Ritva did not quote the words of Mitzdarf when he quoted Rashi. Plus, the Ritva said Eino Mechuber on Rashi. The Ramban was not so upset with Rashi. V'hu anachon. But then he adds what we saw in the Ritva. Came in the Darshis, Yumas Misa Dafka, V'lo B'nei Mamnis, Lidrish Nami, Yumas Misa Pasa Watzamit. He doesn't see it as a distinct pshat. The Ritva made it seem as if Rashi's pshat is no good, or Betosis Pirshu, and he gave the pshat. The Ramban doesn't see it as so different, and he quotes Rashi with the Lashon Mitzdarfin. Okay, that's the first part. The Asikna Kasha, fine. The Ika de Kasha Lei, again read the Kasha, the Ramban, Val Kaimulam Kshub and Karcha de Omar. I feel how va achar how va mitzdarfin the kosh genetis milchedes the heche pogalei Rav Chisda Rav Yehuda gufei my kamash malon zok the Ramban the teretz is like this the ikal the meimar anan the rabbanon kramrinon this sugya that says edis milchedes is kosher either Rav Nachman or Rav Yehuda is following which shita in Sanhedrin daf lamed not Rav Yishu ben Karcha for them you wouldn't have to say anything. Edus Milchedes is for sure kasher because it could even be lower than Milchedes. It could be totally disjointed. Different days. Different halvos. Rather, we're following the shita of the Rabbanim. And now Rabbanim come in. The Amri Vehu Eid. He's going with which pshat of the Machokes? Ibayis Eima? Svar? Ibayis Eima Christ. Going with that. Okay, now you know what he's referring to. So the Gemara. If you read the Ramban without the Gemara, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't get Echmes Yedin Ragleinu. We had to see the Gemara to see what we were talking about. Okay, good. The Iko Meimar Nang Rabbana coming. The Ami Vehu Eid. The Afki Rachmana Belashon Eid. Lomar Ad Sheyiru Shneim Kaachas Kedisa Beg Zabore. Va'afilu Hachi. Even though the Chachamim hold that you have to see the same Halva, still, Machshir, again, his girsa was Rav Yehuda, we did who? For the Chacham, Edus Milchedes, Mishum Dichsiv, Lo Yumas. Now, here I have, I don't know, you tell me if the Kovetz is different, I read from the brackets, the Inyan Dini Mamenis, Ke Edus Achas Dami. You have it? In yours? Okay, they have it here. So those words, very revealing. It's one edus. The actually Rav Chisda, idarshi lo yumas b'din nefashos tatzil. The asikna b'kash. So Rav Chisda had this kash new. So then, why not also say a drasha that even b'din nefashos l'gabi hatzala we shouldn't starve two and two? Okay. All this is according to which Tana? The Chachamim of Shulben Karcha. Zok the Rabban, Aval of Shulben Karcha. La Mishum V'lo Yumas Chazinan Le. It's not because of Lo Yumas that it is Miuchedes is Kasher. V'lo Mar Demitzdarfin. And in order to tell me that what? That's Mitzdarfin. That's not even going to be true. Demitzdarfin Edu Sarbe Edu Sechad. El Mishum, the Rabbi Rachmana, there's a Riboy again, the boy same Akra, the Pasuk, O Ra, become Malkum. Afal Pishay Dusan Chaluka. According to Mishum and Karcha, what's the Mahalach? Why does it work, Bain, by his case of Achalva, Bain in the case of Edus Milchedes? Why would it work, according to Mishum and Karcha? Why? One and one. Not Siv. This new idea that by Mamanis it's Mitsuraf. That's our sugya, which is within the Chachamim. You almost have you can see like another layer of machlokes between Shulben Karcha and the Chachamim. Not just the machlokes ledina, whether you can have two edim testifying on two different havos or two different days, but also the lundis of edus miuchedes that will flow from that. Kodim Shulben Karcha, there's one halacha, and that is one and one. Counts for mamanis. It goes as far as saying havacha hava, and it certainly works in the case of one hava and two windows. But what's the mechanism? One and one, not zero. Our sugya is working within the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that hava achar hava is nothing, because you can't be mitzar of that. But there is a chidush of edus miuchedes. Two windows, one hava, works because of what mechanism? Zero. Both say, you with me? This is not me. It's the Ramban. Well, you're with the Ramban. We are with the Ramban. Ramban is saying this. Elo Misham the Rabbi Rachmana Ora Mikom Malkum Abish Edus Al Chaluka. And what about, why shouldn't Rabbi Shulben Karcha also see another layer that there's going to be a Tseiruf by Mamanis from Lo Yumas? Because he doesn't think it's such a big deal, says Ramban. Avo Yumas the Amr Rachmana Orcha the Nosanakat. Vlo Darshina Le Loma the Misa Psula Batsule Tatsil. And therefore, this, the Kasha the Gemara wouldn't have started. El bechot in nefashos psula, the be'in edus achas. Because by nefashos, Rav Shulben Karcha has no problem with the Gemara's kasha, because din nefashos is all one category. There's nothing to be medayik. If you're medayik, mamanis is different, and it's mitzdareif. So then we have this new kasha that we don't have an answer to. So why don't we go even finer in the diuk and say, and just like it's mitzdareif by mamanis, it's mitzdareif by nefashos if it's going to end up being hatsala to rescue people. So go further in the Diyuk HaPasuk. The Rabban is understanding the Gemara's Kasha al derech Rashi, al derech derach, but he's adding here, but the whole mechanism of the Kasha, which is predicated on saying Tseiruf, is only because we're dealing with the Shita of the Chachamim, that hold that you can't have Havach Havach, but yet we have a Diyuk HaPasuk here, Edus Milchedes is Kasher, because there you have a Tseiruf by Mamanis, and then why not allow for a Tseiruf by Nefashos in the case of two and two? Shulben Karcha doesn't know of Seraph. He only knows that you can have one and one, and that works even Havar Chalva and Koshke in the case of Edith Milchedes. And for him, the Yumas doesn't tell me anything, and for him, there'd be no Kasha to start with. And our Mishnah. It's all the Rabban. El Bechodi Rizim, so to be in Edith Sachas, because there is Halacha. By Mamanis, you only need Edith Sachas. By Nefashi, it's in Edith Sachas. Get the Goli Rachman, Ti Edachad Ba'onsha, for Adin Lat Salah. This is the Ramban. So what we now have done in the Ramban is noticed that the idea of whether by mumness it's seraph or not, for the Ramban, in our sugya, which is the din, it is milchedes by mamon, it's working because it's seraph. And the kasha of the Gemara, that will be more or less a derech Rashi, although he does tweak the kasha a little bit because of the diuk hapasuk, but lemaisa, he works the sugya in terms of tziruf, and he says u'mazev shulben karcha, who our sugya is not dealing with, goes beyond that. It's not about tziruf at all. And for him, what works by havach halva is what works by miuchedes. There's nothing, no special level miuchedes that creates tziruf. For him, it's a straightforward issue. The fashos needs tziruf. Mamanis doesn't need tziruf. By mamanis, it's gonna. By nefashos, it's gonna cut both ways. Lahatzil is no different than laharog. Lamaisa, you need a seraph, and if you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't create a seraph artificially. He doesn't know about new tzirufim. He only knows by mumminess Oro, Yada, one and one is enough. Our sugi is going within the Chachamim. We have a new distinction that's being played out by Maimonides. The Gemara is pushing that we should say that distinction, that you can have Tziruf at a lower standard by Nefashis as well, Lahatzil. Okay, this is the Ramban's way of answering the Kashyap in the sugi in Sanhedrin. He says, Harivad Herich Badav End Drav Tam, he doesn't tell you what, and now we have to get to the Ritva to see what is it that the Ravid said. Let's go to the Ritva. Says the Ritva, the Kashi is Amrav Na'is Milchedes, his gears is like us, Rav Nachman. Perush Shalo, that you have it right in the Kovetz here. Here they have it, they have the Magiat. Perush Shalo Ra'al Lachaber B'Shashmai. So how many of you got to arrive in the Ritva today? Ooh. So that's not fair, I should give you a chance, no? Questions? Ellie. What? Mitzdarfos just is a term. It's not the lumbus that we're discussing. Mitzdarfos in the Gemara, yeah, it's not. It's the idea. The Ramban is saying it's halacha that you don't need them to become a kat. It's a different lumbus. You see the word mitzdarf is halacha. It doesn't mean what we think it means. I understand, but for Rashi, it's not just the words. I mean, the words, once we know that it has to be that way logically, obviously the words are precise. Because if it were to mean that by Mamanis you don't need Tziruf, there's no Kasha by Nefashos. Because by Nefashos, the only way, by Nefashos for sure you need a Kat of Eden. So the only way you can save the person and save the other two Eden is by being Mitztarif. And if all you have by Mamanis is Halacha, you don't need Tziruf. So the logic dictates that it had to be a real din of tziruf. And then the words of Rashi become obviously precise. So you're right. From the words themselves, I couldn't have built it out, but it's obvious from the logic underlying the kasha. And again, what I want you to begin to notice in the Ravid that the Ritva quotes, this issue is going to come again at a very very sharper focus. The Ravid pshat, and I want you to really pay very close attention to what the Ritva asks on the Ravid. Once again, I don't want to say too much. You didn't learn it. Okay, yeah, you learn it. But the Ravid's pshat is difficult for the Ritva because of the wording of Rav Nachman. But then the Ritva has another kasha that is very interesting. And again, the Ksos, if you get to it, has a simple answer to it. But L'chaira, the reason why the Ritva could not imagine that teretz is because of this. Perhaps that the Ritva understood that our Mishnah in the Etzem is not just Nefashos. Our Mishnah could also be discussing Dini Mamonis as well, and that's because the notion of Edus Miuchedes by Mamon might actually mean what the Ramban attributed to Rav Shulben Karcha in his case, but might actually mean one and one. And don't forget, the pshat that the Ritva gave for the Gemara's Kasha, as we said, doesn't really force our hand on that issue. And it could be that's why the kasha was what it was on the Ravid. I know I sound like I'm speaking in riddles, which is fine. Let's Hashem, you work on it tomorrow. We get through this as well.